Would you believe it? I am an optimist. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am an optimist. What is an optimist? An optimist is a person who sees the bright side of life, a person who looks at life and finds all the joy that it has to give, who looks at life and when it's raining, he enjoys the rain. When it's not raining, he enjoys the not rain. When it is a drought, he enjoys the drought. When it's pleasant, he enjoys that. No matter what it is, an optimist enjoys it. And why not? It's something we created, something we have experienced. Now, what is the difference between an optimist and a pessimist? A pessimist finds everything to be a disaster and unhappy. An optimist finds everything to be a success and happy. Now, how can two people find the exact opposites to the same situation? How can two people find the exact opposites to the same conditions, to the same experience in life? How can two people do that? I mean, that's like impossible. How can black be black and black be white? Well, black is not white, and white is not black. Black is black, and white is white. When it's black outside, like this morning, I get up at 2:30 and I went for a walk with Rex on the path. And the path is some 3 miles long around the property here. And as I walk with Rex, in the beginning, I couldn't see very well because my eyes had not acclimated to the dark. And I was walking along, stumbling over little ruts that are all over the path and all over the road. And I suppose I could say, those ruts are going to cause me to break my leg or fall down, crack my skull and kill me and all these stupid things, you know. But we don't really care about that. And if I die, I die. You know, no big deal. And you say, well, Herb, what a stupid way to talk. Yes, it is, isn't it? It is a stupid way to talk, isn't it? That's the way a pessimist talks. Mm-hmm. That's the way a pessimist always talks. A pessimist always finds the problem. Well, this morning as I was walking, I said to myself, I said, the path is bright and cheery before me, and I see every way. My feet know exactly where to step, and I step beautifully. And I had my moccasins on, and Rex was sort of nudging me forward as he was holding me, because I didn't let him loose in the dark. I like to know where he is. And so here we are, walking along there, Rex having no interest in me staying on the path. He wanted to go to either side for whatever reason, not realizing that he was my seeing eye dog. And he said, Dad, you don't need a seeing eye dog, just open your eyes and let your eyes become accustomed to the dark. Well, it wasn't more than a couple hundred feet, and my eyes started becoming very accustomed to the dark. And I saw where the ruts were, and I could walk to one side of them, and I saw wherever something was that shouldn't be, a stone or what have you, and I could walk around it, or I could put it away so I wouldn't bother it again. But a pessimist says, oh, you could fall down, you could break your leg, you could do this, you could do that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It takes special training to do that, though. Training as a pessimist. When you are an optimist, your thought is, oh, what a lovely path. Well, like I say, within a couple of hundred feet, the path got brighter and brighter. It was like day. I didn't have to have my flashlight out for one little bit, and I walked along perfectly along the path, enjoying it thoroughly. And when I could even see little sticks up ahead, and I would sort of nudge Rex the opposite way, because when he carries a stick, he sometimes is so enthusiastic, he throws the stick around jabbing me. And I have to protect myself from his excitement, you know. He's not doing anything bad. He's just so thrilled to have found something to retrieve as a retriever. So, we walked the path, and it was just wonderful. And then we looked around at the sky, and there were no stars, and we could see the reflection of light from the gambling joint over in Boulevard, and it's many, many miles away, but it illumined the low-lying clouds hanging above it, and it reminded me of Dante's Divine Inferno, because in some of his pictures, he has low clouds over hell that are receiving all the lights from hell down below. Now, I'm not saying that the gambling inferno, the gambling casino was Dante's Inferno, but I'm just saying the picture reminded me of that. So, we don't judge anything. We let people judge for themselves what is right for them to experience. An optimist is always looking at the happy things. And so, I sat on the bench there at the Ohm bench, and Rex and I were looking around. He was looking with his nose, and I was looking with my eyes. He was sniffing this way, sniffing that way, to see if any friends or strangers had come by, like animals or what have you. And I'm sure he found a few, but he didn't communicate to me. We just left them where they were. But being an optimist, I saw the beautiful sky. I saw the beautiful night. I saw Ellen's house was dark. The embassy was dark. And I thought, yeah, it's a little early yet. And then I saw that the Hermitage had lights on that I left on. And the monastery, it had just the light outside on it. No inside lights on. And then as I walked around, I looked at the community and I looked at the houses. At one point, I counted the lights, like about a week ago, I counted the lights on houses that were lit at early in the morning, and there were about 60 of them.
Wow.
60 of them. And it wasn't too long ago that I counted, and there's only 30. New houses popping up everywhere. But that's a beautiful thing. And that's, and does it bother me? No. Is it a delight? Yes. Is it fun to see those things? Yes. And do I enjoy everything that I'm doing? Yes. You see, an optimist is somebody who finds the joy in life, the pleasure in life, the happiness in life. And why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? If you want to find the sadness in life, you can find that, because you can find that there are lots of things that would seemingly be better to be changed. But if you really got around to looking at it, you'd find that it had its purpose. It was a challenge to somebody to step out of something that they had been in before into a newness and into a brightness and into a charm that they had never experienced before. We all have these opportunities. Not that we have to remain in the ditch, but we all have these opportunities where we can grow and expand and enjoy, and by our choice. By our choice alone. It has nothing to do with anybody else helping us. It has nothing to do with anybody telling us that we should do this. But it's just by the type of character we are, that we take a challenge and we make it something that is a blessing to us rather than a detriment. So if you do that, you are an optimist. And if you do that regularly, 100% of the time, and you're a wonderful optimist. And also, if you do that 100% of the time, you will find everything in your life beautiful. You will find every experience in your life fulfilling, and you will find everything far more wonderful than you could have ever dreamed. So go for it, because you're an optimist too. Some people are an optimist being a pessimist, but I say let's be an optimist being an optimist. And always thinking of the positive, bright, cheery, uplifting, forthright thoughts that make us happy and make us fulfilled and make us feel great. Have yourself a lovely day as an optimist. And take this instant illumination and let it sparkle your life into more and more beautiful experiences than you could ever dream possible. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.